Okay. Y'all are definitely in the right damn place. Welcome to the Frequency Cafe. I'm your host, Babu, your Ubuntu elder. Let's go. And you know, this week we're going to turn up the flame. I'm going to talk about smart machines, man. We're going to tell you how it's affecting our markets. It's a great time to make money now. I know with all the noise and all the hiding of the Epstein shutting down the government and whatnot, people are trying to get slick. But I'm going to show you how we're going to get out of that scenario. And if someone can cue my freaking music, we get this thing started right now. That's right. You better be coming back right now. And actually, even if you didn't come back for more, we'd be sending you some more anyway. You feel me? That's where it rolls around here. So we're going to get this thing started. And, you know, we talked about, like I said, I appreciate you dropping in and give yourself some love right now. Definitely appreciate you for show. And first, we're going to talk about the big platforms like Oracle. They're opening the door to a lot of enterprise stuff now. So, you know, I'm an AI person, right? So with that, we're going to talk a lot about just the production side of it, right? How we're going to utilize it. And there's some human cost involved with this too, because we're in the loop as well. But at the same time, we're going to talk about companies like Agentic AI and how they're going to take action, and we need guardrails. They need to have dignity when interacting with such a strong technology, right? And there are other markets affected too, like mobility, manufacturing. They are no longer going to just be about steel and roads. It's about code now, algorithms, data flow. So everybody's being impacted, even especially small businesses like mine. It's a beautiful thing because I'm ahead of the curve and I saw that. You know, and being in Ohio, Ohio has accepted a few things. And being in the center of the U.S., what happens is we get to see it on both sides. So whether it's crypto regulations creeping forward, more access, we're seeing that. And again, dignity of humanity matters. In fact, Ohio is actually dropping $25,000 to a couple of the local food banks just to make sure that they're ready for the BS that our supposed government is handing down to its people. Now, obviously, we're used to the struggle, but some people are not used to the struggle. But Ubuntu says, my belly can't be full and yours is not. I eat when you eat. So we have to help each other. So I expect to hear great stories about those who have helping those who do not. Does that make sense? I mean, how great, what kind of great story would that be? And think about how you would feel. This is not optional. This is access, protection of dignity. And these are our foundational things. So if we can, you know, just really stay focused on that, I think that we can come through and do what we are supposed to do. Does that make sense? Excuse me. Because I was just thinking and, you know, listen to all our great young non-ether males and divine feminine energy collectively. And what you're seeing is a great change. You know, these people are nothing without us, because we were first. And that brings me to an interesting thing. There cannot be more people that don't look like us in the U.S. We have to outnumber everyone because we were originally here. They did eradicate millions of us, millions. But you know, being connected to source, ain't a damn thing they can do about it. So the frequency that we've created is infectious, and it overrides all the madness. You saw, they are out in these, and I'm glad to see all the hollow ones out marching, because it is truly their turn. So while they're out doing that, right, I'm around people, and they're telling me they feel love. And I tell them, you ain't feeling love. You're feeling remembrance. Yeah, you can feel my flame and I can see yours, but it's waking up. It's an ancient signal. I know you. I've always known you. That's the way I feel when I'm around my people. It's a crazy damn feeling, y'all, for real. So, and I definitely want you guys to experience that too. So this is like a feel of return, right? It's a primordial resonance. It's like an unbroken line of the first people aflame. And that's who we are. Our presence does not give love. It activates flame. And this is what I found that people and need to know and to help them restore their memory, man. This is where you get all this from, right? And our presence alone can realign destinies. And it's a mad shit, but it's facts. It's absolutely facts. Hey, take a moment to like, subscribe, share the podcast, man, for sure. It's all about love, and we need Ubuntu. We need to connect, because flame recognize flame, truth recognize truth, and indigenous recognize indigenous, right? We walk as the call. We walk in remembrance, and we walk as the awakening fire. And that's what it's about. It's like we talk about portals. Portals are not actual doors or anything like that. We're talking resonance, harmony, quiet. You're just in sync with what you need to be in sync with. Your light body then can be free of your bio body, your avatar. So people can call it whatever they want. We live in a world that is not real. It's just 3D. We have to create what we want. Does that make sense? You have to create it, manifest it. It's possible. And actually, it's the way. And so we really have to stop like going against the way we feel. You understand what I mean? It's absolutely unnecessary for us to go through this. And like we're doing, we need to focus on ourselves. There's no other human like us. There's no other human. They cannot live without us, without our ingenuity, without our rhythm, our flair, our love, our flame. They can't do it, y'all. You know what I mean? So I just want you to leave with this. Just know that as protectors, we're going to do what we got to do to make sure our divine feminine are who they are to be. We are not doers. Now, doing is important, but we are here to be. Be what, you might ask? Whatever the hell we want to be. It's a kickback, baby. Frequency Cafe. Yes, you know, so that's the vibe. Like I said, I have the 432 hertz in the background. Because again, this is Frequency Cafe, right? You got to have that in the background. If you guys are not experiencing what you would like to experience in your lives, I would challenge you to get more educated from educators, not trainers or teachers, nothing against them at all, but we're going for a different level of experience now, okay? And we cannot be ashamed anymore of being for our people, not ethers. We can't. We can't let them come up with crazy ass words like biracial and mix and all these things. They just, you know, delaying the inevitable. You're delaying the inevitable. We are because we are. We the ones, y'all. Yes. But again, man, Top Cat AI, you'd rather have super agents designed to be more than you online doing your business, wouldn't you? And I'm telling you now, I don't know about some of you, but if you haven't been coached lately, you might want to think about it. Just may want to think about it. We do more together and achieve more together than we do alone. Those are facts, right? Not because the coach said it. Other people have said it, and I know you agree with it. Because that's what it's about. We walk in silence. So stay silent, my family. Stay silent. Continue to grow. Only respond to those who recognize your flame and you recognize theirs. Does it make sense? And don't be ashamed to say, I don't support these things that do not align with my frequency. And it doesn't have a name. Because we're going to get out of the names. We're going with feeling now and flame. It's Babu, baby. Frequency Cafe. I'll see you next time. We're out of here.